National Association of Photoshop Professionals. That is the organization. And, boy, they provide some great information, whether you're somebody who's just starting out or you're a seasoned professional. And on the line with us, we got Larry Becker, the executive director of the National Association of Photoshop Professionals. Larry, thanks for coming on the show.
Absolutely, my pleasure. My kind of place is Tech Talk Radio.
Ah, you're awesome, Larry.
Record that and play it back later.
Yeah, we really love this stuff, and now people from all different types are going to be able to kind of share that love at a big conference that's coming up September 6th through the 8th in Las Vegas.
Right. In fact, it's actually the 17th time we've done this same kind of conference, and they get better every single time. It's tremendous. It's a wonderful experience. Thousands of people show up, all talking about Photoshop stuff, and it's an environment like you'd never experience at any other trade show or training.
Well, tell us a little bit about the NAPP. When did the National Association of Photoshop Professionals start, and really why?
Okay, so what happened was about 9 years ago, Scott Kelby and Jim Workman had a company where they were going around the country and teaching seminars, and that has blossomed in kind of parallel to what NAPP is. And you mentioned that you went to some of the one days.
Yeah.
Well, that's something that Scott started, gosh, more than 15 years ago. And a lot of people know the name Scott Kelby. He's the number one selling tech book author. This will be the third year in a row. Outsells absolutely everybody else out there. So he's a real well-known tech trainer.
Yeah.
And so Scott was going around doing these one-day seminars, and he had a couple of subjects. He did one about the web in the early days of, boy, PageMill back then, and he did some different things on PageMaker. Again, people who have been in tech for a while will remember some of those. But Scott was really well-known for doing these great one-days, and the most popular one was Photoshop. And so that kind of just really grew the company, and they kept doing these one-day seminars all around the country all about Photoshop. And they'd show up in a city, and then people would say, that was great, we loved it, we learned a whole lot, now what are we going to do, and are you guys coming back soon? And they'd say, well, you know, we'll come back next year. Well, what do we do between now and then?
Yeah.
And that's kind of where the idea of the National Association came out, and now people that want that ongoing Photoshop training get it in all sorts of different forms, from the official magazine called Photoshop User to the website that's just packed with more of those same kinds of things. We have online video training, online written training, and just a whole lot of things that are focused specifically on helping people learn more about Photoshop. And actually, it's even developed into kind of a community. There are thousands of people that every day go on to just the user forums and talk to one another about all kinds of things in relation to Photoshop.
So it really serves a need, like you said, for everybody, whether they're pros or somebody that just wants to learn more about it, because more and more people are picking up Photoshop as a way to really get all of their graphic needs done. My concern, though, and I always questioned, is since Photoshop is an Adobe product, how have they responded to a world conference that really centers around their product?
You know, that's a question that I absolutely love, because it makes me smile. What happened in the earliest days, we went to, and I say we, I wasn't with the company yet, but I was good friends with these guys. I've been friends with Scott Kelby for years. In fact, we grew up one street apart.
Oh, wow.
Years and years ago. So I've been friends with these guys for a long time, and they went to Adobe and said, we've got this idea, we'd like to start an association that has to do with and services users of Photoshop, and we'd like to do a magazine about it. And they had already been in the magazine business for years, doing something at the time called Mac Today Magazine.
Oh, yeah.
And so they went to Adobe, and Adobe said, oh, that's cute, and yeah, go ahead and try it, but others have tried it. We just don't see anything coming out of this, but sure, go right ahead and have a nice day. And now what's so fun is Adobe makes this their show. This is the single biggest event that the Photoshop team goes to all year long. We got VP-level people and product managers coming out from Adobe. They wouldn't miss it. Adobe has a huge booth at our trade show part of the show, and it's something that everybody at Adobe absolutely loves and wouldn't miss being a part of, and it is because of these tremendous trainers that all got together and really inspired the people that came to learn, And then the association actually delivered on what we had hoped it would. And so it was a matter of really serving the need, like you said, and people just kept coming back. We have tremendous growth every single year. In fact, we're up to almost 70,000 members worldwide, and we have more members in our association than any other image-related association, including all the photography ones and everything in the world.
Absolutely, and it is phenomenal learning, especially with what they're going to get at the conference. And this isn't just a conference where you go and you say, okay, here's our magazine, here's some videos, here's the product. People will actually walk away from this learning, and this is an educational seminar in some respects.
Well, in many respects. In fact, it's kind of upside down from any other convention you've ever heard of, because most conventions, in fact, every single convention I've ever been to, whether it's in the automotive industry or real estate, what you get is one big, massive trade show floor where all kinds of people are hawking and selling goods, and then you have some small breakout rooms occasionally, and there might be one or two breakouts that you want to go to that's an hour long. This is upside down from that. What this is 3 days, and if you count the pre-conference day, it's 4 days of solid training where you go in and all day long you're going into classes that are an hour long, and you don't have to pre-register for all of them. You do need to pre-register for a pre-conference event. Those are usually 4 or 5 hour long classes, and they actually are an extra little thing. That's why we call them pre-conference. But for the conference itself, generally what happens is people will go in and go to the opening ceremonies, and it's just a crazy big event. It's actually based on a rock concert this year, and if you've seen the reports back from our Boston show earlier this year, it's a Motown theme. It's hilarious and lots of fun. So thousands of people go in, sit down, watch that, and we get a sneak peek of some of the new technology coming out from Adobe and some neat things in a keynote speech from an Adobe representative, usually at the vice president level, depending on which year it is.
Wow.
And then what we have is people just go right into classes, hour-long classes, one after the other after the other. And one of the really great things that people walk away with, you said they walk away with learning, and that's absolutely true, but they walk away with this thing that's as thick as a phone book, and it's the notes from every single class. So as you look at the roster of 60 or 80 classes that you might be able to take, and, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 are going on at the same time, and you're going to miss some of the classes, and you go, gosh, I really wish I could go to that one or this one. So the great thing is you can kind of hop around and skip between classes. You don't have to pre-register for any of them.
Right.
And then any class you miss, you've got the complete class notes from that class. And there's no other way to get that workbook except going to the event. So people sell those things. I've seen them on eBay going for $150.
Okay, Larry, now we're talking my speed about learning stuff, trying to figure out how to do stuff. Now, as from a novice, newbie kind of feel who wants to be one of those members of your NAPP, the National Association of Photoshop Professionals, I want to move from being able to load it, install it, and then launch it. I will learn how to do stuff. What do you suggest I do to prepare before going to the conference? Other than downloading it, installing it, opening it up, playing with it, what do you suggest?
You don't have to do a thing. And one of the really great things, there is a Photoshop for beginners. Some people get their mindset so that they say, gosh, I'm a beginner. I don't belong in NAPP because it's professionals. And that's the wrong way to look at it. The way to look at it is the training that's done in almost every single class is what I call recipe training. In other words, we give you step by step by step to follow along, and we'll give you what the overall class is going to be about, and then we'll give you a whole bunch of recipes as you go into that class. So you learn these exercises from beginning to end. If you're a novice and you've never seen any of this before, but you can kind of get your way around in a kitchen, somebody could give you a recipe, some ingredients, and if you can follow instructions, you can get the end result you want.
Yeah.
If you're an expert chef and you take the same class, what you're going to get out of it is a different level of information. You're going to go, hey, I never thought about combining those ingredients before. It's similar to some stuff I already do. But, yeah, you know, that's an interesting approach to it. So what we have is we have novices and true experts in the exact same class getting different things from the class, but with the same instructor, with the same instruction, just following along with the classroom examples. And one of the other reasons for that big, thick workbook that we give to everybody that attends is that way you can just pay attention. You don't have to sit there and worry about taking good notes. They're already taken for you. You just watch. And then when you get back to the office or back to the house or wherever your computer is, you can play with it there. And I do see people have computers hooked up in the class, but you really get a lot of good experience out of it just by watching.
Hey, we're continuing our discussion with the executive director of the National Association of Photoshop Professionals, the big conference coming up at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, September 6th through the 8th of this year. It is Photoshop World. They just did one not too long ago in Boston, and now Las Vegas for all of us here on the, I guess, West Coast, which or Left Coast.
Yeah. Midwest.
Larry, this is a great event. Tell us about some of the speakers that are going to be out there making some of their presentations. We're hoping Bert is one of them.
Bert Monroy is definitely going to be there. And, in fact, we just actually kind of inked a deal with Bert, where he is going to be one of our regular trainers, and we're going to put him on the road more. You're going to see more content written by Bert in our magazines and more seminar tours from Bert getting around the country. In fact, he just did a Canadian tour.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he's going to be out there an awful lot more just for us.
We really enjoy watching this guy do his magic. I mean, it's phenomenal, the stuff he does with Photoshop. You know, speaking of the magazine, too, and we want to make sure we mention, our listeners can pick that up. I know they carry it at CompUSA. Of course, they can order a subscription, join the NAPP as well. But you have step-by-step tips in there, which are phenomenal for people to get stuff done.
Well, the magazine is just one more reflection of the kind of recipe training I was talking about earlier. It is step-by-step-by-step. We don't leave any steps out. We don't really do advanced, beginning, and intermediate. And we also catch some flack for that. It's kind of funny, but people say, you know, I'm really advanced. I want really advanced stuff. And other people say, well, do you have anything for beginners? And as I mentioned, if we do it recipe style, it really does fit the biggest number of people. The problem with calling something advanced is when you say, we're about to do an advanced class, you get some guy who's had Photoshop for 4 months and used it periodically, and they go, you know, I really kind of know everything I need to know to get around in Photoshop. And I'm an advanced user, and he's really still just a beginner. And then you get somebody that really uses Photoshop a lot. They've been using it for 6, 7, 8 years, and they realize how huge a program it is and all the different things it can do. And even though they're really good at it and a lot of aspects at it, they go, gosh, you know, really in the big picture of all that Photoshop can do, I'm a beginner. And people label themselves wrong. So
right.
We end up not teaching beginning, intermediate, and advanced. What we do is we say, color correction for photographers. That's what we teach. And then you go into a class, and it's color correction for photographers. And you can be at any level and be able to pick up the tips and tricks that we're talking about.
Nope.
And we do those same kinds of things in the magazine.
I'm wondering, at the conference in Las Vegas, is this going to be related to PS2, Photoshop CS2? Or are we going to see some coverage there of CS3? I mean, this has got to be an exciting year for Adobe.
It's a great year for Adobe. They've got a huge launch with the whole suite revving to version CS3. And, yeah, we actually have an awful lot of classes that, you know, we recognize that not everybody's moved up to CS3. And so there are a lot of classes that we teach, and then you'll hear the instructor say, now, if you have CS2, this is the way you do it, and then CS3, we'll do it this way. But there's something else to consider, and that is the extended version that has all these extra tools in it for scientists and other professionals, architects and engineers and things. And so what we've done is we've got a whole series of classes, what we call a class track,
right,
all dedicated to CS3 extended. So you'll see a track dedicated to that, but then you'll see other things like the photography track or the motion video track, where we do things that aren't necessarily always exclusively Photoshop. You'll see in a natural media kind of format that some of the people are actually talking about Painter in conjunction with Photoshop. So
I see.
Even though we're Photoshop World, there are a couple other things that kind of sneak in sideways. We do things for web designers, and obviously you can't talk just about Photoshop when you're talking about the web. So
absolutely.
Other programs aren't ignored.
Well, now, what is the cost for attending? And we had somebody on Ustream.tv want to know if there's a special package for educators as well. Is this something that a teacher would want to go to?
Yeah, in fact, teachers get an awful lot out of this, and there is a special price for teachers. It's a whole lot easier if you go to PhotoshopWorld.com and just look at the at the prices. But I'll tell you real quickly, we're in the phase of early bird registration through the 3rd of August. So Friday, August 3rd is the end of that $100 savings. So early bird registration is right now $5.99. It's normally $6.99. And so after the 3rd of August, it jumps back up to $6.99. But if you're already a NAP member, it's $4.99.
Wow.
During the early bird time, or $5.99 after that. But the great thing is, if you're not a NAP member and you pay $5.99, we make you a NAP member. So you get a NAP membership, you get the subscription to Photoshop User Magazine, and all the web-based benefits and features of being a NAP member, including our help desk. And that's, in fact, one of the number one things that people tell us they love about being a member, is that they can just submit any Photoshop question that they've got, and we guarantee we'll answer it in 24 hours. Usually we answer it in 1 to 3 hours.
Phenomenal. All right, once again, the website address to join, and then the website address for more information about the conference.
Well, PhotoshopUser.com is all about NAPP, PhotoshopUser.com. And then PhotoshopWorld.com is all about our convention. And if you go to either one of those, you'll usually find a link back to the other. But if you go to TechTalkRadio.com, you'll see a banner at the top that takes you straight to Photoshop World.
There you go. And we're hoping to putting all the ducks in a row to see if we can actually come out and be broadcasting from there and talk to some of the amazing people that make up the NAPP. And it should be a lot of fun. And Larry, once again, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you guys so much for having me. And if you make it out to Photoshop World, touch base with me. I'll hook you up with all kinds of great people that'll want to be on your show.
We're looking forward to that. Thanks again. All right.
Thanks, gentlemen.